So you should be looking at this X thread now. And it was from Didi, or at Didi Das. And again, I'll link this in the show notes if you're not watching along right now. But he, or they, said, gymnastics is the Turing test of video generation models. And I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you now, and you can see exactly what he means by that. So, utterly terrifying, and not altogether unlike some of the very early crazy results you would get from video models doing advanced physics and motion. But you can see that gymnastics in particular is clearly very much a challenge at this point. Now, this was back in July of this year. So let's see if Luma Dream Machine has made any progress on the gymnastics front. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today in the video AI generation world, talking about the latest announcement from Luma AI, officially launching their new cutting-edge video gen model called Ray 2. And this happened yesterday, January 16th. And the model is now available to paid subscribers in the Dream Machine platform. And this is a super exciting announcement. Not only does it come at a time when AI video generation has been leaping forward, but this is also a huge leap forward just for Luma AI internally. This new model was built on an entirely new architecture and a multimodal architecture that was scaled up to 10 times the computational power of the original model. So let's break down some of the additional key features of Ray 2. We'll talk about the improvements that were made technically over that predecessor model, how this model stands out and faces very distinct challenges faced by AI video generators in general, and we'll take a look and test how they approach that and how well they deal with them when we demo the tool at the end of the episode. We will also talk a little bit about the AI video gen landscape as a whole, specifically the recent release of Google's Veo 2 and how that compares with Ray 2. And then we'll touch quickly on the pricing for Luma's Dream Machine, just in case you have missed a couple of our episodes prior or you're not a current subscriber and you are curious and want to test out Ray 2. And then lastly, we're going to talk about some more features that are said to be coming down the pipe for Luma's Dream Machine. So let's go ahead and get into it. First, the core features of this new Ray 2 model. It is going to be able to generate 5 to 10 second video clips, so somewhat short compared to some of the competitors like Veo 2, but you're going to get up to 1080p resolution. Of course, this model is going to excel at creating things that are hyper-realistic, but specifically that have natural physics and natural motion. Again, we talked about the processing speed going way up on this tool, and it's going to be able to crank out these videos in under 10 seconds, apparently. Now, in the testing I've done with the tool, it can take some time for your generation to get queued, and maybe that's once it gets queued and once it's your generation's turn, I think maybe that's when that 10 seconds takes effect. And also, to give a little preview of what's coming soon from Luma, the model does only support text to video gen right now at this point, but there is image to video and video to video features coming soon. And both would be huge additions to the platform. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about where this model excels, particularly in the areas that traditionally challenge these AI video generators. Big one that they are touting is the physics, obviously, and the natural motion, capturing these animations and transitions, whether it's humans or animals or objects or elements of the landscape. Oftentimes these models, for instance, will have a huge challenge with something like gymnastics. So imagine like a really complex floor routine that a gymnast does and how much dynamic and incredible motion and physics needs to be simulated there. And that's a really great example of what these models typically struggle with. So I think what we'll actually do is I think we'll test Ray 2 today with a tricky little gymnastics prompt. And I'm actually pulling that from somewhere in my brain, a thread that I saw on X, and I'll definitely try and track it down and link in the show notes to properly attribute the author. But they were using these gymnastic prompts as kind of like a key benchmark or a key test for any video model that they were using or testing out or comparing. And I think that's a great idea. So we're going to try that out today. So we have the improvements to the natural motion, the physics, but then the instruction following, of course. And that's always going to be the goal of every new release of every model, I'm pretty sure, whether that's a text model, a video model, whatever type of model it is, hoping to increase that adherence to the prompts and the directions for their outputs that it creates. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about that landscape of video gen as a whole, within which this Ray 2 model has now launched itself, particularly shortly after the news about Veo 2, Google's Veo 2 model, which is making huge waves in the AI space, especially the AI video generation space, with its impressive capabilities. For instance, Veo 2 is going to support a much longer duration, up to 2 minutes instead of just 10 seconds. It's also going to allow for 4K video generation, so higher resolution, obviously, than the 1080p that you're going to get with Luma's Ray 2. But there's a couple of things to keep in mind. For instance, Google Veo 2 is not publicly available to everybody at this point. You have to sign up for a wait list on the Video FX section in the Labs landing page. We'll link to that in the show notes as well, and we did in recent episodes too. So the primary benefit of Ray 2 over Veo 2 at this point is that it's actually available publicly if you are willing to pay for the subscription. It's also going to emphasize performance a little bit more over the Veo 2 model: speed, accessibility, faster rendering times. And that's kind of, they're seeking to make that a bit of a differentiator for their tool among the competition, like Veo 2 or OpenAI's Sora, which was also recently launched finally after a long wait. And again, it's being sold as beating out Sora primarily with faster rendering times. And that's kind of where it's looking to distinguish itself, as well as through its advanced real-world physics understanding. Now, again, you are going to be able to generate with this new model under the paid subscription. So let's talk very quickly about Luma's pricing options. So if you are watching along on video, I will go ahead and share my screen, and you should be looking at the pricing page here right now. Of course, you're going to have the yearly option at 30% off compared to the monthly option, but there is a free tier, which we are always big fans of here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So if you want to test out Dream Machine without putting anything down, you can do that. You're going to get limited usage, of course, only 720p resolution. You're not going to get the commercial use rights, which is something we've also talked a lot about on this show. Going up from that free tier, you're going to have the Lite at $9.99 per month. And this is where you're going to get that Ray 2 access. So it looks like we're going to have to upgrade the AI Marketing Navigator plan. Although I do see the Ray 2 as an option in the generator right now. So we'll test it out and see if we can't get away with a test generation or something for free, or if they're actually going to make us upgrade to Lite. I'm sure they probably will. And we'll certainly do that so we can get a good test here. And maybe we can compare the non-Ray 2 to the Ray 2 or something like that with our little gymnast prompt. I think that's what we'll plan on doing. Okay, then after that Lite plan at $10 a month, you're going to have Plus, $29.99 per month. And this is where you get the commercial use availability. So if you need to use your assets, or you're planning to use your assets commercially in production, you'll need this $30 per month version. And then lastly, there's the Unlimited at $95 per month, $94.99, where you'll have no limit to your credits and unlimited use in the relaxed mode, which I believe we mentioned back in a Luma episode. Or other generators have similar features, which is basically a non-priority or a non-optimized generation. Also, Luma Labs, a little bonus, is actually hosting something called the Ray 2 Awards. So if you fancy yourself a talented AI video generator or prompter, and you can generate the most viewed Ray 2 video on social media, you would win a prize of $5,000. And for just content sharing and engagement, apparently you'll enter a $3,000 raffle. So they're definitely doing what they can to amp up the launch here. So if you're looking to capitalize on any testing or creation that you may be doing within Ray 2 after today, there could be a prize in it for you. And of course, I would expect only a small finder's fee. Okay, before we dive into the generator and test out our tricky little prompt, let's go over once more some of the upcoming features that Luma AI has announced for this Ray 2 model. We already mentioned the image-to-video conversion capabilities, the video-to-video as well, but they're also talking about releasing advanced editing features right within the tool and testing the extension of the video duration up to 20 seconds, which would be obviously twice as long as the current 10-second max. So still a little ways to go before you're going to be able to compete with the 120 seconds offered by Veo 2. But again, it doesn't really matter how long Veo 2 can generate for me because I'm still on the wait list. So it looks like Ray 2 is the winner right now based on availability alone. Okay, let's go ahead and check out Ray 2 and how it handles our prompt. Okay, if you are watching along on video now, you should be seeing our new board in the Luma Dream Machine interface. Again, Luma has these new boards now, which are kind of their primary way of interacting with the interface. I believe you can still access the legacy Luma, where I don't believe they had the boards. There's a link on the dashboard where you can do that. But we're just going to stay right in here for our demo. If you have seen any of our episodes on Luma in the past, this looks familiar to you. But if you have not, what Luma does is it gives you a couple little jumping off point prompts. One is like, make me a minimal backpack design with accent color. So that's an image generation, obviously. Make a video of a bunny in 3D cartoon style playing guitar in front of a waterfall. So these are the examples that it's giving us. Create. So we're going to do a video. We've already kind of discussed that we're going to try and use this tricky little gymnast prompt. Again, hopefully I'm able to track down the X post that I got that inspiration from. Super great idea that I'm going to use for our cut here, that I am going to use for our example purposes today. Again, it says that you need to have a paid cut here. Again, it says that you need to have a paid tier to access the Ray 2 model, but down here in our generation settings, I do have Ray 2 as an option to generate. So I'm just going to go ahead and try and generate and see if it flags us for not having a paid account. However, we don't get that 1080p down here at the free account. It still only lets us go to a 720p max. So maybe it's letting us do the Ray 2, but only in a 720p. Not entirely sure about that. But we're going to go ahead and demo this anyway, see if it can capture our tricky little prompt. So I'm going to go ahead and type that in. I did use Claude to write my prompt in this case, to try and make it extra fancy, extra detailed, and extra tricky for Luma. So I've gone ahead and pasted that here. Go ahead and pause it and read it if you're curious as to what it says. Just super, super detailed way of saying, make a gymnast running across the floor, doing a bunch of crazy flips and twists and all that stuff. So I'm going to add create a video or make a video, just so it knows that we want a video, obviously. And I'm going to go ahead and generate. So stand by while we create this, unless I get flagged for not. Oh, look at that. We got flagged. Upgrade to use Ray 2. So I'm going to go ahead and upgrade our plan here really quickly so we can test out Ray 2 at its finest. Stand by, navigators. Okay, so we have upgraded now to the paid tier for Luma. Now, I'm still only seeing 720p as an option here for our output, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. It might take a little bit more investigating and testing, but we are getting our Ray 2 model again. So let's go ahead and try generating now, and we'll see if we get flagged this time. All right, we are generating. Stand by, and I will go ahead and cut ahead, and we'll see what we get here. Okay, everybody, we are finally back. Well, finally for me, it took most of the afternoon to figure out what was going on with Luma. Something was a little glitchy in the new version of Luma using their Ray 2. I think I got a little click happy and tried to cancel some generations. Long story short, it was not working as expected, so I actually reverted to the legacy version of Luma, and we were able to crank out a video right away. So I did prompt it to do a test version or a test using a gymnastics style prompt, and I was able to track down that X post or that X thread that I originally got this idea from. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now and show you that X thread or that video so you know where I got this idea. And then we can compare that to how Luma did, and we'll see how they came out. So first, just give me a second here. I'm going to share my screen. So you should be looking at this X thread now. And it was from Didi or at Didi Das. And again, I'll link this in the show notes if you're not watching along right now. But he or they said, gymnastics is the Turing test of video generation models. And I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you now, and you can see exactly what he means by that. So utterly terrifying and not altogether unlike some of the very early crazy results you would get from video models doing advanced physics and motion. But you can see that gymnastics in particular is clearly very much a challenge at this point. Now, this was back in July of this year. So let's see if Luma Dream Machine has made any progress on the gymnastics front. So I will go ahead and switch over tabs now. And as you can see, we are right back to where we were back in July with some crazy stuff going on here with gymnastics. So my verdict is that even Luma's new Ray 2 model here is still having some trouble with natural physics, natural motion. And I'm going to continue to use DD's idea for using gymnastic prompts to test these video models. And I think maybe what we'll have to do either tomorrow or for a fun little test on an episode here soon is test as many video models as we can get our hands on. Sora, Luma, as we've just tested now, Runway, Google's VO2, if we ever get off the wait list for that. Maybe if we can do that. I know there's a couple Chinese models and Asian models that we haven't tested as far as video gen goes that are pretty interesting. So maybe we'll do the gymnastics video gen test or something similar so we don't entirely rip off Didi's idea. Shout out Didi, linked in the show notes, of course, for the brilliant idea of using something as complex as gymnastics to test out these models. Clearly, it is an appropriate benchmark. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.